A couple just arrived in Barbados on a cruise ship from Halifax in Canada. It's not their first visit to Barbados, but the first time that they were coming through the Bridgetown port to stay here for some months.
We had a few extra luggage because we're on a 6 or 7 month mission right now. This is the beginning of our story. So we had a lot of luggage, hand carry and luggage that we brought because we knew, having been to Barbados before, that the houses, beach houses that we rent are not always equipped with all the fancy tools and gadgets. I'm a kitchen Nazi, as I'm called. I take care of my kitchen and I want all my tools, so I had brought extra luggage. So needless to say, we had a lot of luggage, 6 or 7, and got to the port of Bridgetown, and we were scheduled to disembark at 9 o'clock in the morning. However, it was not before 10:30 that we were able to get out because the buses were running slow between the immigration terminal and immigration hangar, where all our luggage is, and the passenger cruise ship, which we were docked way at the end by the break wall. So therefore, the buses were running slow, and I can see why now, because when we finally boarded and got to this hangar, which was almost a kilometer away from where the cruise ship terminal was, we get to this big, huge hangar, and there's no activity there other than one lady and interviewing us for customs purposes and declaring what we brought and stamping the paper. And we get to the exit, we say, okay, where's the next step? We have to bring our, where's the porters, where are the shuttles? And nothing there. So here I am, 71 year old, with all this luggage, my wife very close behind, and we have to schlep all those luggage by ourselves. So this is not gonna work. So my wife starts talking to one of the shuttle operators who is going back to the ship to get more passengers to bring back to the same hangar. And immediately he says, yeah, I'll bring you, but $100. I said, wow, that's pretty steep.
That's Barbados?
He didn't say, he just said $100. But he assumes that you're going to pay in U.S. because that's all the currency we had. And we didn't have time to get any major money yet. So, of course, all we have is U.S. Well, we get on the bus. And, of course, he says, oh, no, I can't help you with the luggage. You'll have to do it yourself. I got a bad back. The guy's probably half my age. Well, maybe he does have a bad back. I also have a bad back. We load up all the luggage. By now I'm sweating profusely and dripping. And of course, he immediately starts the bus and goes, he says, but I can't bring you to the gate. I said, well, you told us we were going to the gate because we have a rental car there. Rental cars are not allowed in the cruise port anymore, I guess ever since COVID. But COVID's got a good back. Everybody blames everything on that. And I said, okay, well, where do you bring us? And he says, well, bring you back to the terminal. And then what do I do there? We get off the bus, unload, of course, no one around, no porters. Then, of course, a few of them come. And what I forgot to say is there are a few porters at the hangar, but they just move your luggage from the inside of the to the docking area. Which means every time they touch something, they have the hand out and they want some money. Needless to say, by the time I got my luggage all the way to the terminal, to the front gate, which was another expedition, on a cart, and two porters came over to help us. And they were great, fantastic, working hard, no problem, didn't ask for any money. But of course, when you unload everything, another handout. Needless to say, it cost me over $250 to get my luggage, my 7 pieces of luggage, from the hangar to the gate.
There's more to this story on Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.